What kind of a boss do you think Jesus would have been? He was a carpenter, or more correctly, possibly, he was a contractor. Jesus was a contractor. And maybe he just worked for himself, and maybe he just worked with his brothers. And if he worked with his brothers, and he was the oldest brother, he was in charge. He was the one who called the shots after his father passed away. Presuming that his father passed away, we're just speculating here. So what do you think it was like working for Jesus? Was he a tough boss? Was he a easygoing boss? Was he a helpful one? I would say Jesus, I'm not really asking for an answer. I would say Jesus was a good boss. Best kind of boss. Couldn't have a better one. But he would have been a boss who expected you to work. And he would do everything he could to help you, to make things easier for you. But he would have expected you to work. Reminds me of this passage in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, because he's our boss. He wants to be. He wants to be our master, our teacher, our guide, our Lord. He wants to be our Lord. And that's a boss. And Jesus offers his services as our Lord, our master, our teacher. And he does so in this passage. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And working in the world as I do of contractors, there's no end of employees who talk with each other and say, "You need to come work for this guy. This guy is better to work for. This company's better to work for. Or the wages are better. Or they treat you better." And people are always thinking about that. They're thinking about, well, maybe I should work over here. And Jesus says, "You come work for me. You come work for me because the job's easy, comparatively speaking, but it's still a job." That's what I'm going to talk about a little bit. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It doesn't say, "I'll give you a break," or "you can just loaf off." He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." So Jesus is kind of boss that he's still a boss. He still is going to ask you to do something, but he's a good one. He's the one you want. And he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." I remember growing up, we would go and work for my granddad. And my brother, who's 9 years older than me, he had to work like a man. But me, I didn't have to do anything. I mean, they'd give me some piddling little job, but it wasn't much. Jesus says, "My burden is easy." Let's think about this for a few moments. This Jesus does call us to action. He does ask us to work. And for some people, I don't know why, some people, they get the idea that being a Christian just means you say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus," and that's about all you got to do. Just say, "Yeah, sure, I believe in Jesus." And I think I once showed up at the church. I think I made the confession, made the altar call. I pray every once in a while when I get in a jam. No, that's not. It's not that easy, because that's not following Jesus. Certainly not the way that this passage is talking about. "Come to me." That takes action. That's the response. "Come to me." You know, I guess people standing right there could say, "Well, what are you talking about? Jesus, come to me. We're right here. We're listening to you." But the coming to Jesus that he's talking about is continual and constant and requires action, requires work. Come to me. Because in this life we are in a constant process of getting further away from Jesus if we're not coming to Jesus. We're living in a day and time in which more and more people are actively taking exception to Jesus and fighting against him. It wasn't always that way. For the longest time, people were rather indifferent to Jesus. But you see, when you're not coming to Jesus, you're getting away from Jesus. So, you got to come to Jesus. You got to take the yoke, as he says here. Take my yoke upon you. Well, Jesus has a yoke. He has a job. He has a burden. He has labor. He has an obligation, a responsibility, and he wants to lay it on us, and he's offering it to us. And you know what a yoke is. If you don't know what a yoke is, the yoke's on you. That's pretty bad, isn't it? The yoke is a great, heavy piece of wood, and it slips around the neck of a draft animal, an oxen, a mule, some animal who's bred and raised and fed and taken care of, but it's got to work to earn its keep. And it earns its keep by pulling wagons and pulling a load. But to attach the load to the animal, something has to slip around its neck that is solid and you can attach lines and cords to, and that's a yoke. You see, those are the oxen pulling the plow. The plow is digging into the earth and it offers a lot of resistance, and it's hard to pull that plow through the earth. It's labor. And so the yoke is the job. The yoke is the task. And Jesus is saying, I got one for you. I've got a task for you to do, a work for you to do. But it's easy. It's an easy job. But it's not effortless. Still takes effort. Still takes work to serve Jesus. It's just not easy compared to nothing. But it's easy compared to some other things. Learn from me. That's part of it. Learn from Jesus. Well, what do you think we're doing here tonight? We're learning from Jesus. That's why we preach these sermons and have Bible classes and encourage each other to study God's Word, because the life that Jesus calls us to is a life of learning. And if we don't do that, then we're not really taking the yoke that Jesus is offering us. Learn from me, Jesus says. And he does offer us rest if we will take his yoke, learn from him, come to him. There is rest. And that sounds good. And that's the part that people see in this passage that makes it sound so inviting. Take my burden and I will give you rest. Now that sounds kind of like a paradox. Sounds like a contradiction in terms. How can taking a burden and learning be rest? I mean, I spent a lot of years in school, and you did too, and I wouldn't characterize any of that as being rest. And when you're doing a job and you're pulling a yoke, imagine what that's like if you're an animal, to have that yoke put on you and you're pulling that plow. Is this rest? Doesn't seem like rest is when you take the yoke off. But Jesus says, look, you take my yoke and it'll be rest. You will find rest for your souls. Rest for your soul. Right. Oh, okay. I got the picture. This yoke, this job, this coming to me and this learning from me, it's easy. It's like nothing. It's like rest. That's what it is. It's like you're not even doing anything. Well, yes and no. You see, because it's only rest in terms of comparison to the alternative. And alternatives can always make things seem so much different, can't they? I mean, I've had jobs that were hard jobs. I mean, they were dirty, nasty, stinking, hard labor jobs. And compared to that, what I do now, it's rest. It is rest to not have to do some of those jobs. There was this cook who every day had to cook soup for this large group of men in some kind of work camp or something. And he did the best he could to make this soup good. But every once in a while, somebody would come in the kitchen complaining, saying, "This soup's terrible." And he said, "Oh, okay, well, try this over here." He'd always have this little stew boiling over here. And the guy would try it. "Oh, that's awful." He said, "Yeah, but make that other taste so much better." Yeah. Comparatively speaking, compared to the alternatives, what Jesus wants us to do is rest. Compared to, for instance, all who are weary and laden. I mean, if you've already got a burden, and it's bad, it's a bad burden. All you people out there, Jesus says, you're carrying a heavy load. I've got one that by comparison is easy. Take mine. My yoke, he calls it, my yoke. Learn from me. I am gentle. You see, the yoke that Jesus wants us to take on is really him. It's Jesus. What was Jesus saying? He wants us to pick him up and carry him? Not exactly, not quite. He wants us to live his life. Well, if you know anything about the life of Jesus, it doesn't sound particularly easy. And it's not in a lot of ways. And yet, once again, in comparison to the alternatives, it's a dream. It's a delight. My yoke. Learn from me. I am gentle. My yoke. Yoke is easy. Because the alternative in this case might be, for instance, the law of Moses. Law of Moses. You think it's hard to be a Christian? Hard to have to come to church, have to pray, sing these songs? Oh, that's such a burden. Is it really? What if you were a Jew under the law of Moses? What if you lived during the time of the Mosaic Age and you were born an Israelite? What would you have to do? Well, a lot. There are, by various counts, 613 laws in the law of Moses. And you got to do every single one of them. And you got to do them all the time. And if you don't do them all, if you don't do them all the time, you're busted. That's the law of Moses. You had to offer sacrifices. You had to attend the festivals. That doesn't sound too terrible, except that, you know, they took a lot of time. You take time out of your life. You know, it was really just your vacation time. How would you like it when someone would say, okay, every year you get 3 weeks of vacation and you got to spend them all in church? Well, if you had the right attitude, you wouldn't mind that so much. But, you know, I'm talking about trying to compare things here. And you had to give a tenth of everything you produced. You say, well, you ought to do that anyway. Yeah, but under the law of Moses, you had to. Had to. But then you also had to maintain ritual cleanness. And you had to make sure that you did everything exactly right according to the law. And it was a struggle. It was a strain. In fact, this is the way that Peter characterizes it. James and Peter in Acts 15, "Now therefore, why do you put God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear?" That's the yoke, perhaps, Jesus is talking about. They never were able to keep that law, the Jews. Jesus is saying, "I've got something easier for you than that. Take my yoke." Compared to this, one that you've been bearing all these years and have stumbled under and struggled under, and it's comparatively easy. Could be, of course, the Pharisaic traditions that were derived from the law of Moses. Those were even harder than the law of Moses because it added burden upon burden. The law said you had to do one thing. The Pharisees would make 10 things that you had to do in order to keep that one thing, and it made it unbearable for the people. And Jesus' description of this is exactly right in Matthew 23, verses 2 through 4. He says, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses." He says, "They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger." And it was, if you thought it was tough to be a Jew under the law of Moses, imagine how hard it was to be a Pharisee or try to be a Pharisee, because nobody could really do that. But think of all of the effort that you had to go through. The tithe, mint, anise, and cumin. Hard life. And Jesus is saying, "You don't have to do that anymore. Come take my yoke. It's easy, comparatively easy." But we could also say that Jesus is offering us an alternative to a life of sin. Yeah? All of you who have found a life of sin to be hard, and even though it has all kinds of delights and temptations and pleasures that it offers you, in the end, it gets hard. The Proverbs writer tells us that the way of the transgressor is hard, and it is. You know, when you watch the news and you watch these reality television shows, you watch the kinds of decisions that people make in their life and the burden they have to bear in consequence. A life of drug use, a life of crime, a life of having homes and families where people treat each other horribly. And people create their own prisons. They create an environment, a circumstance in which everybody is miserable, everybody is unhappy, everybody is suffering, and they just keep doing that. They just keep living that same life and keep making those same decisions, and everybody is suffering from it. The children are suffering from it, physically, emotionally suffering. And Jesus is saying, "You don't have to do that. You don't have to live that way. Come and learn from me how to live an easier life, better life, a more comfortable life, a life that will give you ease and rest, because that life is hard." And I don't know how many people in my life that I wish I could just lift that burden up off of them, a burden that they were carrying because of the choices they were making and continuing to make. If I could just lift that off of them and make their life so much more pleasant. And yet, I can't do that. They have to do that. They have to do that by coming to Jesus and learning from Him and taking His yoke on them. And I wish they would, but they don't. And the burden they carry as a consequence is so much worse. And of course, there's the burden of eternal damnation, which in comparison to that, any yoke would be easy. And Jesus would lift that one off of us as well. He says to the people of Capernaum, He says, "You're not going to be exalted to heaven. You will descend to Hades. For if the miracles had occurred in Sodom, which had occurred in you, it would have remained to this day." He said, I wanted to take that burden off of you. And if you had just listened, if you had just let me, I would have delivered you from that terrible fate that's coming. But you wouldn't listen. And you wouldn't learn. And you wouldn't take my yoke. I gotta say, when I think about what is coming for people, I'm like Jesus. I would lift that from them. I would deliver them from that. And to the degree that you hear what I'm saying in these sermons and lessons, and if you're contemplating and thinking about coming to Jesus, then this is what I would say to you, that if you don't take Jesus' yoke, and if you don't learn from Him, then the same thing that happened to the people of Capernaum is going to happen to you. And I and Jesus and the rest of these people here will deliver you from that. But you got to come to Jesus. You got to learn from Him, and you got to take His yoke. Compared to that burden, it is so light, it is so easy, you'd be dancing around in the afterlife. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. How about for you personally? How's it going to be for you? Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, throughout this sermon, I've made the point that the burden of Christ is relative to all of these other burdens, easy and light. Although it is still a struggle, it is still a challenge, it still requires work, it still requires action and response, and all of that is true. But you know, I've got to say that once you really do learn from Jesus, and you really do take His yoke on you, and you do follow Him, it's not really a burden at all. If you really get it, you really embrace it. And you've had times like that in your life in which work, the work that you do, you enjoyed. It wasn't even hardly like work at all, because you saw the benefit in it, the benefit in what you were accomplishing for perhaps your company or even for your family and for yourself. And in the end, if you really get Christ, if you really get Christianity, and you're really practicing it with a right attitude and the right heart, it's a joyful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's not a burden at all. But you gotta get to that place by making an effort. And I pray that you will, and I hope that you will, because it's light and easy and joyous, the life of a Christian. Make it that way for yourself. Learn from Jesus. Because the truth is, He's the one who bore the burden. He's the one who took the load. And He wants to take that load off of you. He's already borne it. All you have to do is give it to Him. Live the rest of your life knowing that you're safe, that you're okay in the service of Jesus Christ. Let Him take that burden from you. Let Him make your life easy and the life to come wondrous. If you're willing to do that, declare your faith in Jesus. Come to Him. Learn from Him. And begin to take that yoke on you by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to do that tonight? Come forward and say you will as we stand in.
Well, turn in your songbooks to number 511. 511, Visions of Calvary. We'll sing this song for preparation for those who need to take the Lord's Supper this evening. 511, Visions of Calvary. Mm-hmm.